The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
So last time, we faded out on Cypress Hills Cemetery. Jasmine would like a pencil, Lucas. That is what that hand sign means.
I saw this and I was like, chopsticks? What are you doing?
Yes. God. Like, all right, here's the new thing. We're going to Facebook Live Lucas doing charades, because that might be the greatest fucking thing of all time.
I'm in.
Shadow puppets? Can I do shadow puppets?
No, just like...
It was 1991.
That was 1,000% obvious that was asking for a pencil.
Pointing at the thing between the two of you and gesturing like I'm writing. Yes, I want a fucking pencil.
All right.
You are in Cypress Hills Cemetery. The snow is falling lightly. You've just buried Jackson Elias. You've spoken to Jonah Kensington, introduced yourself to Willa Sling and Mr. Ramsey. Probably spoke to... Do you speak to Schoenberg as well? I feel like you did.
Briefly.
Yes.
Because I think she was keeping some of the other press off of you because you folks are her scoop. So a funeral, Let's say, is a couple of hours probably. So it's probably 4 or 5 on Sunday, January 17th. Is it Sunday the 17th? Is that what we said? I know The date is the 17th. I just don't remember if it's Sunday or Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Wait, nope.
No, it's Saturday.
Saturday.
I was right the whole time.
You were right the whole time. I'm sorry. I had to flip back a page to see that
it
was Friday.
My apologies.
It's Saturday.
It is Saturday the 17th.
Yeah, because we were concerned we weren't going to be able to get anything done on a Sunday.
It is the evening of Saturday the 17th. Is there anything that any of you folks would like to do? You've set up to read the will on the afternoon of Monday the 19th. Is there anything that you would like to do with the rest of the Saturday, or should we just continue forward?
I would like to call the Murray Hotel.
Sure. You want to call the Murray Hotel. Who would you like to attempt to speak to?
What was his name?
The fuckhead.
Oh, good old fuckhead himself. Immerse me, Jasmine.
Mr. Crabcake.
Lemming.
Mordecai Lemming. The folklorist in Harlem. No, the folklorist.
Okay.
Not in Harlem.
The phone rings.
No, he was in Harlem.
Really?
Yep. No, he's on Park Avenue.
I say that he does pretty well for himself. There was a very athletic doorman, as I recall.
They were next to each other in clues. However, they were not related because Harlem was Hilton Adams.
Harlem was the voodoo shop.
Yes,
the juju house,
whatever.
Hilton Adams.
So yes, you ring, the Murray Hotel.
Yes.
What do you say? Hello, Murray Hotel. How can I help you?
Monsieur Lemming.
Okay. That's a play. I don't hate it. Do you know French, Jasmine? Does Sybil know French?
No!
All right. Just checking.
Deception roll.
That's what I'm looking for, Lucas.
Charm?
I don't think that's a thing in this game.
Oh, there's something I'll find for it, I'm sure.
I got charm.
It's not charm.
Fast talk. You need to make a extreme mechanical repair roll, please.
Fuck
you.
Man, Jasmine's got all the fucks flying out this evening.
I give no fucks.
Good. It's been a long day.
She buys a house, and now just the F-bombs just come flying out of her.
I'm surprised that that's just not straight vodka on ice.
Who says it isn't?
The way. Apparently Taco Bell serves straight vodka now.
How much I've seen her drink and the fact that she is not reacting like a loony bin more so than normal.
Right, because there is loony bin jazz, and then there is, oh, fuck, she had alcohol jazz.
So since you don't know French.
Yes. I literally just say that.
No, I gotcha. It's quick. I will give you a fast talk at disadvantage.
What the fuck is disadvantage?
Because.
Penalty die.
Thank you.
Wrong system.
F***ing keeper. Apologies right. to whoever has to edit this episode.
All right.
That's me.
And she fails.
Charm?
No, fast talk.
Oh, you said...
Fast talk.
He did say fast talk.
Did you like my quiet charm earlier? And that's exactly how she just said charm.
That's a no.
So apparently he remembers your voice.
Push it!
My fast talk...
Spend your luck.
How much luck do you need to spend?
That was a really
all of it and then some.
Okay.
I gotta borrow some luck.
I'd have to roll an ought to.
Do it.
I rolled a 68. I don't have enough luck to fix this.
So I won't roleplay it extensively, but apparently the man, this is the front door man who you happened to speak to yesterday because you have a very poor luck. Or was it even earlier today? I don't remember if you spoke to them on Friday or Saturday. I feel like it Friday. Was literally like a few, like...
We didn't do anything Saturday morning before.
No, we didn't. It was Friday. It was Friday morning.
So apparently it's the same doorman.
Yeah, we were chased out of a hotel by ex-soldier bellboy.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Apparently he remembers you. And there are some vague threats of calling the police before I assume you hang up. Or you're going to try and push your luck.
I will hang up.
Okay. That solves that.
I will send a letter.
Okay. Absolutely. Write a letter.
And I will put someone else's address on it.
Who? Perchance. Just a random address?
Cecil.
Excellent. I love it.
No idea where Cecil even lives.
Oh, shit. I don't.
Nope.
Because you don't have a hotel room.
Nope.
Ah, but I do have the address of the publishing company.
Sure. You can write him a letter, care of the publishing company.
There we go.
So that goes in the mail today.
It's a letter saying, apologies for our terrible introduction. We're so sorry to have cut you off. I would appreciate if you could give me another chance. I think I have something that you would like to hear, and I would also like to hear more about Pingasaurs.
Okay, fair enough. With that out of the way, what about the rest of you? Anything on Sunday the 18th? General plans?
That's a private matter.
I don't know. Would we be able to get... I mean, I'm assuming we'd be able to get in contact with the editor on a Sunday.
He just left. Oh, no, this is the next
day. Editor, not the publisher.
Oh. Same person.
No. The editor for the newspaper, who's our contact with Hilton Adams, the woman.
It's not an editor. It's a reporter.
Was it a reporter? I thought it
yes.
was an editor.
Rebecca Schoschenberg.
Whatever. Reporter.
We saw her at the cemetery.
Yeah. But we didn't talk to her.
No. We didn't talk to any of the reporters.
I know. That's why I'm saying I think on Sunday we could talk to her.
She was supposed to get us hooked up with either the guy or his wife, right?
Yeah. The Adams.
So do we need to contact her and find out if that's a thing?
We know it's a thing. We just don't know when it's finalized.
We asked her
for.
To set it up, and presumably she'll get in contact when it's set up. We could always check in.
Might as well.
All right, keeper.
Who's going to make a phone call?
Not it. Even though this person likes me, I've already made one phone call today.
I guess I'll call.
Okay.
It's fine.
Shorter, make me a luck roll.
Out of 65.
Better you than me.
You actually, you ring through New York Times editorial desk. You ask for Rebecca. They ask for your name. Do you give your name?
Yeah.
Okay. A few minutes later, you say, you know, receptionist, whomever says, you know, please hold. And you get connected through to Rebecca. Hello. Eustace, yes.
Miss Strasburg? Is that right?
Schoschenberg. What can I do for you, sir?
Just reaching out to see if you've heard anything more about our meeting up with either of the Adams.
I reached out to my contacts. It seems to be that we can have it arranged. I'm going to finish the final details tomorrow. Is there a particular date or time that I should attempt to request? Obviously, we are at we're at the disposal of the corrections facility, obviously, but we can kind of request a general time. Obviously, you would have to drive upstate to Sing Sing, so it would be a bit of a hike, but we could get it sorted out, obviously.
If we could get it managed maybe the morning on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I'll see what I can do. Where can I reach you?
I'm at the Alcazar.
Okay.
But I would probably say you can reach Miss Ripley at the other place. I don't remember the name of her hotel.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'll be in touch. Hopefully I'll have more information Monday afternoon or evening.
Might want to make it evening. I believe we might be out and about in the afternoon.
Well, since you're staying at the hotel, I'll leave word if I'm not able to reach you directly.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Because the reading of the will is Monday afternoon.
Correct. Monday the 19th.
That's why you don't make NPCs for yourself and not write their information
down. Shut up. I wrote it down somewhere. I just gotta find it.
This NPC is clearly important to Jasmine. It's in her backstory and everything.
It's not.
Is it Beatrice?
I thought it was Beatrice. I wanted to say Gertrude, even though I know that that's not it. But
Lucas.
Yes.
Cecil going to church? It is a Sunday.
No.
Oh. I just see you playing up this whole Catholic thing.
He's not much of a church-going fella.
I know, but I just see you paying up this whole guilty Catholic thing. Like, that's right in a Lucas wheelhouse.
Nope.
Okay. Troy. Anything that Mr. Young would like to do?
Mabel! Sorry.
That's right, because I was going to make a joke about a British, an obscure British band that I know that has a song called Hello Mabel. And no one would get it, so...
Good apologies story. For cutting you off again.
Hello, Mabel. If you're able, do come out and play. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's a really creepy song, but it's cool though. Semester abroad in England, we did a whole song over. Or we did a whole show over this album. It was very odd. Jasmine's now writing notes.
You said come out and play.
Hello,
means something very different now.
It probably meant something then, too. It's probably the same thing.
Mabel's gay?
Actually, I think it's more of a creepy molestery thing, as I recall from the song, but it's been a few years since I've listened to it.
Well, then it's not the same thing.
So the closet reference I was going to talk about with R. Kelly works out perfect.
Could be. Probably not, but could be. Mr. Young.
Not.
That's right. It's by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
You just made that up.
It sounds like I did, didn't it? I can go get you the album if you want.
Lucas, cut that.
No free rides.
There you go. You can read the lyrics yourself. Mr. Young.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to do while these folks are calling around? See, it's a funny joke if you know the song.
I mean, I guess they could take a shot and try and call...
Miriam?
Miriam Cartwright?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, Cartwright or Atwright? I can't remember. Atwright?
I think... hold on. Atwright, you were right.
It's almost like I've read this 17 times. Okay. Make me a luck roll.
I'll probably need dice for that.
Yep. Hello, Mabel. It's got a very jazzy pop, 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 pop.
So we can do a cover of it, right?
Nobody cares about the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band except for the one professor.
Sleep for the Weary to cover that?
Yes.
Pass?
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, you ring through to... It takes some time because you probably don't... you might be able to... With the operator, you have to talk to... Okay, I got to get a hold of... Harvard, and then I got to get a hold of the library, and then you wait on it. So maybe it takes you 20 or 30 minutes, but you're actually able to get a hold of Miriam Atwright. You hear a soft-spoken woman on the phone. Hello. This is Miss Atwright. I don't remember her title. It's on the letter.
She's
assistant librarian or something.
Doesn't give.
I feel like she's assistant librarian.
A title.
Yes. This is Miss Atwright at Widener Library. And you hear fumbling around. Mr. Young, is it? How can I help you?
Yes. Well, we were friends of Mr. I was going to say Jackson, but it's Elias was the last name, actually.
Would you say that you were the good friends of Jackson Elias?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Elias. Yes, I've had correspondence with him before. I can't say I've spoken to him too recently. How can I help you, Mr. Young?
Well, he was, I think, in search of a book. And we were just wanting to help find it for him.
It's Sunder. She may not know he's dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's definitely playing it like she doesn't know he's dead.
Yeah.
At least the start of that conversation.
I don't know that I necessarily want to be like.
Excuse me. Let me check. No, you don't happen to have the title, do you? I don't think it's on there.
It's not. No.
It is not.
Hold on, just a moment. If you don't mind, I'd like to give me just a second to check my notes. I think I've got something on the what he was looking for.
Can I just say I'm really disappointed that Marion is actually a woman?
It's Miriam, not Marianne.
Yeah, either of those.
Miriam. You hear some shuffling. You hear some notes moving around. Pages turning. Say, yes. Oh, that's quite odd. He requested a very rare tome called Africa's Dark. Everybody, you ready? Because this is going to be said a million times. Africa's Dark Sects.
I almost wrote dank.
Africa's dank sex. No, Africa's Dark Sects. S-E-C-T-S.
It is not the word I thought you were going to say next, so I'm glad it was that word.
Yep, Africa's Dark Sex. This book was unfortunately lost from the library some time ago. I believe he wrote asking for it. This is one of the only places, I think, on the Eastern Seaboard to get a copy. Strangest thing.
So you say it's lost. How long has it been lost?
Let's see here. I don't want to flip back. What's the date on that letter?
November 7th.
Yes, he contacted me, I believe in, let's see my notes here, late October or early November, asking if he could take a look at it or a reference of stuff. He and I have spoken before, obviously, academic types and so on and so forth. That's a lot of what I do, looking at these types of things. Yeah, he contacted me, and I believe in late October about this, and it mysteriously vanished. Went to look for it, couldn't find it, to be honest. It's very strange. I have a note out for it, but it's entirely possible it's been misplaced. But as far as we know, the library's not been able to find it since that time.
As someone who used to work in a bookstore, that is entirely possible. That it literally just got misshelved. It's probably under some resident's stack of books. The resident graduated 10 years ago.
He made reference that information may be collected otherwise, that you alluded to. Did you have other volumes that covered the same subjects?
Obviously he was a folklorist and occultist, particularly dealing with, I'm not sure if you know or not, sir, my goodness, death cults. But yes, from time to time, he had asked to look at such works as this that are predominantly kept in our restricted section for use for academics and those with special privileges, of course.
Well, may I be able to set up a time to come in up to Cambridge and meet with you and look through some of these books?
Of course. Ed, and you here start writing anything. Do you have any academic credentials yourself, sir? You can toss your credit rating if you like, but I think your credit rating's high enough that if you start talking, she would absolutely let you in. Oops, as long as you don't botch it, you're probably good.
I did not pass.
yes, I see. You said you were educated where again?
Ivy Tech. DeVry.
University of Chicago.
Full Sail.
Full Sail.
Hey, yes. Don't be knocking Full Sail.
University of Phoenix.
If you don't mind, I will... I'll have to check on your credentials to see whether or not you can actually access the restricted section, but I'd be more than happy to speak to you. It's the strangest thing. We've never really had a tome go missing from the restricted section. It's highly irregular.
It's never good, by the way, when he says the word tome and not book.
You don't know that.
Tomes have magics.
He's being a librarian.
Would you like me to refer to it as a quattro, Lucas?
Nope.
Definitely not. And if you say the word folio, I'm going to punch you.
Oh, expect folio. We're playing Mask of Nyarlathotep. There will be quattros used. There will be folios used. There may even be books bound in human flesh.
Your mom.
Wow. Coming at me hard here.
That's what she said.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Try making a die roll.
It's going to be a good night.
You want to say that one more time? Without
said,
the pen in your mouth.
He said, Troy, make me a die roll.
Yes, Troy, make me a die roll.
I like how you just rolled a d20.
16.
Dick. Is that a d100 or is that a d20? We had a session like that where Jeff did the exact same thing last week where he said, roll a die. So I picked up a d4.
Yeah.
And I was like, 2. And they're like, is being small, and they're like, why'd you roll that? You could have rolled a D100. We said Troy promptly rolled it, and he was like, 75. It's like, I don't know if lower high is good, so I went the opposite way Troy did.
Gosh, I'm rolling 60s all night. 69.
You win.
The sex number.
We got dank sexts. Now we've got the sex number.
It's all coming together here on the brothel.
Phrasing.
Boom. Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
I don't know. I've had an entire cup of vodka on ice, so...
She sounds a bit off.
Like, she's possessed by a demon off?
Yes,
like...
yes, absolutely.
We do have quite a bit of a range.
That's fair.
From possessed demon to heroin
missing
addict.
Some of her faculties.
No, she...
No, just the books.
She...
Took me a second.
It's a good one.
Thanks. It's a university. What'd you expect?
It's a good one.
I think I had instant recognition. I'm like mid-drink, like, you...
No.
No, it's... She is... Ever since she said Africa's dark sex, she's been distracted.
Okay.
Sleeper agent.
Might be like you just failed a psychology roll through the phone there, Troy.
Well, with a 12, I wasn't going to make much, so.
Is there anything else I could do for you, Mr. Young? As I said, you're more than welcome to visit. I don't know what help I could render, but I'm more than happy to assist, of course. Assuming I can confirm your credentials, you're more than welcome to visit the library and...
Would you like a metagaming pigeon?
Is that what you are?
I'm offering before I say anything.
I don't know. Is the pigeon black? Or are we painting it white?
It's a pigeon.
I mean, they're normally gray,
Do
mostly.
Do you want me to tell you a thing because I'm not there?
I mean...
Is that a White Crow reference?
It's going...
Yes, it is.
It's going to take all four of you to beat this game. So I would recommend...
The metagaming pigeon. Got it. Your name is written in the front of one of his books. So while you may not have credentials, he referenced you in a book.
Did he?
Yeah, all four of us.
Yeah, all four of us are mentioned in the thank yous of his book about Peru.
Oh.
So you have a credential. You've worked with him. He's credited you in print. And by the way, he's dead.
Well, yeah, I don't... I didn't want to lead with that.
No, but you could say... I'm a good friend of Jackson Elias. By the way, my name is in the front of... Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Is in the front of one of these books. I'm helping him out with his next book.
I'm finishing the book that he won't be able to.
Because he's dead. But
Phrase it however you want. I just think that might be a good way to go about it since she doesn't want to talk to you because you have no credentials, but you do.
Is there anything else, Mr. Young, that I could assist you with?
Well, my thought process was more just set the appointment, go visit her, and then...
She might find out in the next 3 days.
Push those other things.
She might be dead in the next 3 days.
Well,
3 minutes. I'll give her 3 minutes.
What's what I'm saying? Do we want to... We have a meeting set for Tuesday morning.
Potentially.
Do we want to try later Tuesday?
We're going to have to go to
Sing Sing.
We're going upstate New York.
Going to do Wednesday.
Tuesday. That's
we
where...
hope.
Well, that's... Yeah, correct. That's where we're supposed to be going. So I don't believe we'll be able to make it to...
It's provided more plot isn't thrown in our way.
I must say that Jackson Elias is a most excellent individual to work with. I've been proud to assist him over the last several years in his studies. If you are such a good friend of his, I must tell you he's a wonderful man. And if you're working with him, that's going to be great for your career.
I do hope that he could be some further help with me. I've had some dealings with him as well. Can we set up a meeting for potentially Wednesday?
Sure. Yes, if there's anything that you can help, would they know? Would she know you're calling from New York? If the operator let it through, probably not.
Probably not. Not if it's long distance like that.
Are you in the Massachusetts area? Are you in the Cambridge area? I'd be more than happy to meet with you this afternoon.
No, I'm in New York.
Oh goodness!
So it would be a drive and.
I would hate for you to drive out all this way if you don't absolutely need to, but if you think it's necessary, I'd be more than happy to meet with you whenever you like. I'm here most afternoons and evenings.
That's why we're taking the train.
In the mic, boys.
Well, we're whispering about the fact that there's 3 feet of snow on the ground.
We know.
Travel's going to be a bit more tedious.
That's why we're taking the train.
Orient Express.
Trains run on rails. The Orient Express. I know geography is an issue for you. The Orient Express is not in America.
Manhattan.
because of the game. It's chaos.
Also not in the Orient, really.
No, it's not. At all.
Just throw that out there before you ask. If you go to China, also not going to be able to ride
Where's
the Orient Express.
I'm going to Chinatown.
There are some crazy fools that start off playing masks, and then if their adventurers get there, they're like, oh, you want to take the Orient Express to such and such a place? And then they open the Orient Express book. While you're at it.
Here's another 2-year-long game.
So yeah, she's more than happy.
Do they finish the game at like level 20?
Yeah, <right. laughs> Epic tier.
No, they finish the game at Sanity 2.
No, they finished the game on character 3.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to ask Miss Atwright?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yes, if you feel you'd like to come down, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to speak to you, but again, I'm more than happy to work by phone. Whatever suits you and Mr. Elias' needs.
I think I would like to visit just to be able to take some advantage maybe of your unique resources there.
Of course.
Not everything is sexual, Jasmine.
Are you sure?
No.
This is the reason we're all here.
I don't know. Normally Jasmine's yelling at us for making these jokes, and now she's making them, so I don't know if we've corrupted her, or maybe that was vodka.
I was going to say, further proof in the pudding.
Either that or like the crushing fact that they now have $180,000 worth of debt.
It's $161,000, thank you.
Oh, I apologize.
Interest.
fuck.
Actually, if you pay your minimums, you're probably paying back closer to $275,000.
She hangs up the phone since this doesn't seem to be going anywhere unless there's anything else you'd like to say.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, she's more than happy. Anybody else? Sunday the 18th. Am I good to roll it over to Monday then?
Sure. I don't want to lose a whole day, but I don't know what to do on a Sunday in Manhattan.
Do whatever you want.
We already had the burlesque show. That was last episode.
That's true. There's plenty to do. We can assume that you amuse yourselves unless there's anything you'd like to do in particular. Okay. No. Monday the 19th. It is another chilly day in January in New York City. Snow is falling softly. Party luck roll.
F*** you.
Well, we've run the gambit of emotion and we're back to f*** you.
Fail.
I think it's all the same emotion around the same thing. It's exuberance.
It's a fail.
Explosive exuberance. I got it.
Thank you.
I gotcha. So I'm not saying anything. What would you like to do on Monday the 19th?
We're meeting with Kensington in the morning, and we're having the will read in the afternoon.
Okay. So you're heading to Kensington's office?
That is the plan.
Okay.
His office, his house, wherever he said to meet.
Prospero House.
We're headed to Lexington and 35th.
Okay. Mr. Young could fill you in if the other three of you have not read extensively. Prospero House is a bit of an interesting publisher in that it is writing of more of an academic nature, perhaps, but it does not aim for New York Times bestsellers. But you get the sense that they're trying to publish offbeat information.
It's the Tor books of academics.
Don't be knocking Tor.
I don't know that it's quite Tor books. I was going to say, may it rip, Nouveau. It's very much like Nouveau for those Indianapolis listeners.
Fair enough.
Where it's just kind of an offbeat newspaper. This is an offbeat book publisher.
You're going to make me cry again.
Yeah, Nouveau did. It was a free newspaper. newspapers you pay for aren't really surviving. A free newspaper, not so great.
I tried to get a job there once.
So did I.
You find that Prospero House is located, as Schroeder said, on Lexington Avenue near 35th Street. You notice that people seem to be coming and going. Plenty of people tip-tapping away. You hear the clatter of typewriters in the background. You ask at the front desk to see. You realize they don't question your credentials, so you ask to speak to Johnny Kensington. They direct you his way. I'm going to assume that he probably has some sort of secretary of a sort. After a short wait in a small room. Yes, Mr. Kensington, we'll see you.
That is a great podcast name.
What?
A short wait in a small room.
I do like that. I got some zingers every once in a while. You step into a small office. You see the same man that you saw before.
How old was he, roughly? I know he's a bit rotund.
He's older.
40s. Squat.
I'd probably just come in and be like,
white.
Jonah,
Pisnes,
my boy.
Bulbous. And he reeks of aftershave.
He still does today.
It's the same aftershave.
Good morning. Glad to see you made it out on this chilly day. My apologies, I was doing a little bit of business. He starts shaking your hands. It's so good to see you again. I'm more than happy to help any friends of Jackson Elias that I can. May he rest in peace.
Good friends.
Good friends.
Nice.
Of course.
It's like point of order. Good friends.
What can I do for you folks?
We'd kind of like to talk with you a little bit about what Jackson had been working on.
Yes. Well, as you know, he was infatuated with cults. Death cults, murder cults, blood cults, the whole thing was kind of his go-to as far as writing was concerned. I think that either some old enemies finally caught up with him, or perhaps this new project he was working on was exceptionally dangerous.
Keeper, do give us more plot, please.
I'm working on it. I was pausing for dramatic effect and to see if anyone had any questions thus far.
And to find his spot for reading.
Also, yes. Also, yes. Elias seemed to believe he was researching a little bit on the Carlisle expedition. It is his belief that the Carlisle expedition may have been massacred by some sort of African death cult. Although, he doesn't believe all of them were killed. It was quite fascinating for him to say so. Fairly unusual.
Who does he feel like is still alive?
Give me just a moment. Gertrude, dear. Gertrude.
You're welcome.
Could you bring in the notes? Yes, the Elias file. And she brings in a few minutes later, he some small talk, some banter. He begins shuffling around and finding some papers.
Give us the handout. Oh, they're so pretty.
We get a new one to look at, guys.
I feel like give us a few extra if you want.
Or I'd love the ones that we didn't get in the hotel room. That would be great.
Yeah.
Sad face. Gotta find them. Assuming they're not destroyed. How pissed would you be if I just pulled something out of this table and just set it on fire right here?
Wouldn't be the first time.
I tore it up the last time.
Fair.
The look Same on difference. Their faces was awesome. It was worth it.
Well, that's what happens when you blow up a cart with a map in it.
You see him, he starts...
I remember that.
Much like myself, he pulled out a manila envelope, and you see him begin sifting through some papers. He's like, ah, yes, a bit of correspondence from him during his recent time in Nairobi.
Is it readable?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I was thinking it was going to be like whatever national language is of Nairobi.
He's writing to his publisher in America.
Is it French? I didn't know if it was like from somebody to Jackson.
No. It's from Jackson to Jonah.
Gotcha.
Okay. It is from the Hampton House Hotel in Nairobi, Kenya, dated August 8th, 1924. Dear Jonah, big news. There's a possibility that not all of the members of the Carlisle expedition died. I have a lead. Though the authorities have denied the cult angle, the natives sing a different tune. You wouldn't believe the stories. Some juicy notes coming your way. This one may make us all rich. Wow, that is not an M. Blood and Kisses. J.
Blood and Kisses.
Mr. J.
Always the morbid type.
Yes, so, it is, He sent word a short while later that, he had managed to dig up some contradicting evidence to the testimony. He also sent a wire from Hong Kong not long after, that his investigation was proceeding nicely.
You said Hong Kong?
Yes. I do know he spent some time in Hong Kong in, you see him sort of think about it a little bit. He looks through some notes, some telegrams, and September. I'd say probably late, 1924, probably?
Certainly. Had he just returned from Hong Kong, then?
Most recently. No, yes. I believe he was coming from England.
Right.
He does tend to disappear from time to time. And you see that the stack of Elias stuff is chock full. It's like one of those, what are those called? The kind of accordion files. Like, and he's like sorting through massive amounts of papers. You see that there are manuscripts, there's all kinds of stuff. And he's looking through it excitedly. Not necessarily excitedly, but...
Telegram. I have the telegram that he sent to us. I need the date. Please. Thank you.
He mentioned Australia, Nairobi, of course, spent some time in Hong Kong. But I didn't hear a lot from him until I heard from him in England.
When did you hear from him in England? Do you have the most recent telegram? Or the first telegram, rather?
You notice he sort of looks through the files, and he kind of looks at you strangely. Well, I don't need to be sharing everything with you, of course, but yes, his most recent one was just a few days ago before he arrived here in
this
New
guy
York.
This guy knows he's dead, right?
Yeah,
he was at the funeral. Right. Yeah.
So, listen, a friend has just died. We're trying to figure out the trail that he was following.
Here. Perhaps these will help them.
More handouts!
This one looks very verbose.
Yeah.
It's all legal paper.
Yes.
Woo.
He pulls out a large legal-sized paper or something that has been typed relatively recently. Yes, here are his notes from Kenya.
Thank you.
So that they will help. That is a long one, by the
way.
Very long. Get used to many long handouts. How about some spot hiddens from everybody but Cecil? Because he's reading a piece of paper.
Pass.
Pass.
Hard pass or whatever.
Hard pass is good.
Ought 8.
Ought 8 is really good. I don't know if that's a hard or an extreme.
It's extreme. It's like more than half my extreme.
You're starting to get the sense as he's flipping through things, there is some order to the chaos, even though Prospero House seems a little chaotic. You all notice that he's flipped past a few items as he's been, you know, doling these things out and handing them to you. Eustace, you actually notice that there is something that, you all notice a letter that is tucked in the back that he looks at several times and flips past. You see very clearly, the two of you down there see very clearly it's written in Elias's handwriting. Schroeder, you can tell that it's a letter dated like just, it had to have been dated just a couple days before he got on the boat to come over here. So it's a very, very recent piece of correspondence.
Mr. Kensington, the date on that, that's recent.
Oh, yes. A final bit of correspondence. Pay no mind.
May I roll charm?
I was like, I'm like,
would you? Okay, sure.
Not looking at you at all, Schroeder. That is a pass.
How exactly are you charming?
Oh, Mr. Kensington, we are trying to put together his last weeks, and it would be very helpful with any information you might have.
Lucas is still reading that, by the way.
It's that long. It's like two pages long on legal paper.
He just turned it over like he just got to the starting of the back page.
Well, you are good friends of Jackson Elias, aren't you?
I am in particular.
I must say, I am his editor and have been so for many years, and the man investigated very disturbing and bizarre cultural things, but I had never before doubted his capabilities or his sanity. This is not something that I would really like to leave the confidence in the way that it may, and leave the confidence of this room in the way that it may reflect on Jackson's character. If you understand my meaning.
We can assure you, as we've been with Mr. Jackson on many such, I don't want to say quests necessarily, but we
strapping adventures.
We've all had shared experiences. We can understand where he may speak of things that may be unnatural.
And we're not just friends, you could say confidants.
I understand. I'm hesitant to hand you this letter. This is one of the last bit of communiques I had received from him.
I appreciate your candor.
I would appreciate yours as well, ma'am.
Schroeder's now going to read it, and read it out loud.
As opposed to Lucas.
Fuck off.
If you want to read this out loud, go for it.
I kind of want to try to read this before I read it out loud, so I know
what's
actually
there. To describe what Lucas is looking at, since no one else has got to see it, what you're seeing is a Prospero House summary of notes. So you would get the sense that a set of notes written by Jackson Elias arrived at Prospero House, and then someone typed them up.
I'm what? Just going to say, it's really weird to look down at a piece of paper and see your own initials. Because I share initials with Jackson Elias.
It's my understanding that it's sort of like, this is what each chapter would almost be.
Yes, very much so.
It's very informational, but there is a lot of information.
In terms of his investigation, it sort of reads, you know, set one of the Nairobi notes, Jackson investigates this, set two of the notes, he looks at the massacre site, set three is sort of a summary of an interview, set four, what you get is this is almost, like I said, this is almost the cliff notes of his writings, so that the publisher would A, realize he's doing something, and B, realize he has a story. So the hard notes may exist with Jackson Elias, they may exist elsewhere, but these are the notes that that exist at Prospero House that Jonah Kensington would have. Mm. All right over there, Schroeder?
Yeah.
You got the fun one.
Yeah, I know.
Everything that you have that is written in script, I pretty much have written out not in script, so if you need help with something, I can provide the correct word so you don't go down the wrong rabbit hole.
We might need to go to Massachusetts faster. All right, folks, pay attention because you're going to want to. All right. So this one is from Hotel Metropole, Richard's Place in London, December 16th, 1924. Many names, many faces, but all the same, and toward one end, like a collection of masks. What face is the real one? Is there a real one? What's underneath? Need help. Contact everyone in New York. They're everywhere. More people on our side. No cops, though. They've got men on the inside. They're on the inside everywhere I've been. Military? Question mark? Probably. Same thing. So much power at stake. Lurking inside like a cancer. The librarian always has the answer. Answer if they don't gut her like a fish. Too big, too ghastly. These dreams, like Carlyle's. He's gotten inside my head. In my head.
So, at some point, remind me, we need to go through the differences, because one of the reasons why I'm not reading them for you is that that is significantly longer and more interesting than what they did, because HPLHS really did this well.
So,
My head.
Yeah, my head. Head. Crazy. Call head shrinker and check that psychologist, that psychoanalyst files. What if they're the same? Am I becoming him? Can't be. All of them survived. They'll open the gate. Why? What's in it for them? Do they think they're doing something else? The great deceiver. The power and the danger is real. Who is really evil here? All of them. And then they have a bunch of stuff marked out. Source of them. Oh, some of them. Sorry. Pawns. Who is the great master? Or grandmaster? Pawn sacrifice is safest move. Direct attack against the Dark King would be insane. Ha, as if that would stop them. Whomever. Impossible to play to a draw. Yeah, impossible to play to a draw. Many threads beginning, unraveled. The books are in Carlyle's safe. Did he use them? He must have known. Coming for me. Will the ocean protect? Fat chance. They're at work everywhere I've been. Surely they're in New York, too. Immigrants, Chinatown, Harlem, Bronx, out to get me and bury their secret. Need allies, endangering everyone. No quitters now. Far too late for that. Should have quit long ago. Fool's crusade. Shine a light into the dark. Must tell and make readers believe. Should I scream for them? Let's scream together.
As you finish the letter, as you pass it around, you notice Jonah Kensington looking at you. Your face is probably shocked a little bit at the content of the letter and the way in which it was written. I think you can see now why I question Jackson's judgment in his final hours. He was frantic. I don't want to disgrace a dead man's honor by saying insane, but this is not the cool, calm, and collected individual that I have known for a number of years.
What do you make of these doodles?
Well, Jonah, I don't know that he's necessarily that crazy. You see that symbol right there?
Yes.
That was carved in his head when we found him.
Good heavens. Troy, would you like to attempt to summarize that, or would you like me to do it? You've read it probably now more times than anyone else, so I didn't know if you...
Well, I was just... Yeah, I was trying to find...
I've yet to figure out how we're going to do this.
The bullet points. So, I mean, the first part basically talks about him meeting with government leaders, tribal leaders, not really getting much information about the expedition and the massacre. Nobody really had any, I guess, no information, essentially. And he wanted to meet with the different tribes in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Then it describes him going to the massacre site, being led there by some tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Say what tribe necessarily, but just the tribe. Nothing alive, barren, but very, very few details beyond that. Mention of God of the Black Wind.
Okay.
In the Edabare region. Next part is going into about a cult called the Bloody Tongue, being based in this mountain that was referred to early in the earlier section, where the massacre happened. Talks about the high priest and the mountain of the Black Wind. So Black Wind twice there.
High priestess, I believe.
High priest is part of the mountain of the Black Wind.
Interesting.
Is there a difference between the two?
No, there are. I'm just following along. Like, Schroeder read for 2.5 minutes. In the original, it is 6 lines. Hmm. So they do add other things. So it's one of the reasons why I'm trying to let you summarize from the HPLHS stuff. Yeah. Because you're getting... It's not that anything's different. It's just that they reveal and obscure more in that than you would in the 6 lines that I have. It's very cool what they're doing.
Basically says local tribes fear and hate the Bloody Tongue. And next section, more about the Bloody Tongue and some of their other dealings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Children sacrifice, creatures with great wings, carrying people off. Basically, questions. There's some names of some folks that he talked to. It says something about additional notes missing, so maybe there's some missing information there. And it talks about going to Egypt.
They're close together, right, Lucas?
No.
Sure.
Not really.
You're telling me Nairobi's not close to Cairo?
Kenya and Egypt, not exactly neighbors.
Kenya.
You can get there on the Orient Express, right?
They have lions.
And tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So basically it says...
Y'all missed the reference.
Basically says there's something that led him to think that whatever happened in Kenya will lead to going to Cairo, I guess. Which is interesting. Next part talks about... I guess it's describing... the remains of the expedition. Victims being torn apart as if by animals. But then the last part talks about how he believes that the expedition, he says, is probably alive, at least its principal members. I don't know what that means. I don't know how, I guess, do we know how big the expedition was?
Make me a history roll.
Pass.
I mean, I guess technically it should have been an idea roll, but that's okay. You remember it Pass. As being the group that Roger Carlyle put together was significant. 20 or 30 people. Like, this was not Roger Carlyle did not put together, this was not some day trip to Africa for funsies. Like, he was treating this like an actual archaeological expedition. Like, he went with retainers and they hired men and they were going to dig and they were going to search and they went all over the place. You don't remember the details. It's been a couple of years, obviously, but this was that he mounted an expedition. He had the capital, he had the resources, he had the connections to mount a legitimate expedition, probably even better than places like Miskatonic or Harvard or any of the other institutions. Educational institutions, I guess I should clarify. So, it was significant.
The last part mentions his conversation with a man called Nails Nelson, and he claims to have seen one of the members of the expedition alive in Hong Kong a year after they were supposedly massacred. So, that probably explains why he went to Hong Kong. Mr. Jack Brady.
I have a suggestion for y'all. Might we ask Ms. Albright to stay in a hotel for a couple of days till we can arrive? Do correspondence from there.
I'd like to read that myself.
I'm sure I'd be able to cover it. It's a matter of Ms. Albright being all right, sitting for a couple of days.
Do we really want to worry the woman?
I almost wonder if we want to p- postpone talking to Mr. Adams and try to get to Cambridge sooner.
We might be able to go today.
I don't know if we're going to get there and back in time to be a present for the reading of the will. Unless we want to...
We want to split the party.
Split the party.
Split the party for two of us for the reading, two of us up to Massachusetts. Where you're going to run into the cult and get murdered.
So we want you to go for sure. Because you can shooty things.
How about we just have them put us on one of those party phone things and sit in the middle of the room while they read the will?
I don't know that we can be on that while we're on a train.
No, we can leave today, be to Cambridge. Tonight, it's Monday.
The reading of the will is this afternoon. Because you still have your day screwed up.
Sam Hale.
It's ostensibly in just a couple of hours.
I still think I'd like to call Marion. Miriam.
Yes, you could see from his notes, I think he was following the last known locations of the Carlisle expedition and seemed to come to a different conclusion in terms of what happened to them. It'd be a quite fascinating read, obviously. Fortunately, doesn't seem the book will be published now, of course, but...
Oh, don't be so sure.
Taking up the mantle, are we?
If needed.
I mean, Mr. Elias and I did share, you know, interests, you know, in some of those fields, so it would be, I would consider it an honor to pick up where he left off and if I could help finish, you know, maybe his last work.
Well, if there is anything you need, I would like to see it published in honor of him, so don't hesitate to contact me if there's anything you need.
There was mention of his, what he found in Kenya leading him to Cairo. Do you have any notes of him actually being in Egypt?
This is all that I've had so far. He was going to bring more. I mean, obviously for his own sake, he kept some of the stuff that he was working on close to the chest. This project more so than most of them. He didn't like to reveal anything until he... He didn't like to reveal anything until he was all said and done. He knew that for myself and for his advances, we needed more information, so that's what I wanted to, those sets right there were enough to appease me. To make sure his advance checks kept coming, of course.
Can I have that back?
Is Mr. Newton around? Kenneth?
Yes.
Does he have the original notes? Are those here, the ones that he made the summary from? As helpful as it is, it would be more beneficial for any notes of phone numbers, addresses, hotels he stayed at, any of the scribblings in the margins to help us better understand when we go to Nairobi and Cairo, of course.
So, can I see that for a second, Schroeder?
It says Kenneth Newton did the summary.
So...
And it's on letterhead from the publisher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's... That's HPLHS providing some additional story for you.
The notes right there in that folder.
Could be.
I'm asking for whatever.
No. If you would like, sure. He's got a set of notes. He can tell you there's not much more than that.
Sure.
But if you'd like to look at it, you can.
Absolutely.
It's not a lot. He'd have to pull it from the files, but yeah, sure. If you wanted to spend, it would take probably half a day to go through them or so. Maybe.
Oh no, I'm taking them with us to Cambridge.
Mm. Are you though?
You know, he'll give you this. He'll give you a copy of the synopsis. He's not going to let you take the original notes.
Not even to go talk to Miriam.
He's like, that's enough.
Thanks, Keeper.
What I was saying is that those notes that hadn't been provided to him yet might have been something we could have found. Or that was taken.
Yeah.
As they wave around pictures of the dead Jackson Elias and the picture of the junks.
In Hong Kong, presumably. Australia was mentioned. Do you have any notes from that time period?
No, I'm afraid I don't. So yes, I'm afraid you've seen just about everything. You're more than happy to come back and look over the notes or any of his other writings. We have plenty of his stuff here, but this is about it.
Did he ever have access to the Carlyle family and their estate?
Not that I'm aware of, but Mr. Elias was very resourceful. It's entirely possible that he did so without letting me know.
Do you have any contacts with the Carlyle estate?
No, I'm afraid I don't. It's a little bit like walking up to a random person in New York and be like, you live in the same city as, like, Paris Hilton or Donald Trump. You got their number, homie? Like, give me them digits. It's like, no, do I have access to the, you know, the Walton family because I live in Arkansas? No, I don't. With the Carlyles, like I said, you were talking about upper crust, the Rothschilds, the Gettys, etc., etc., etc.
If we're not going to get anything else, we might as well fast forward to the reading of the will.
I would call Miriam.
Sure.
Ms. Albright, please.
It's not Albright.
Atright?
I believe it's Atright.
Atright.
Yes, hello, this is Miss Atright at the Wardner Library, I believe.
Wardner, yeah.
What can I do to assist you, ma'am?
I do believe you spoke to one of my colleagues earlier this week regarding the works of Mr. Jackson Elias and your previous dealings with him.
Mr. Young, was it?
Yes, indeed. I'm Mrs. Ripley Robertson, and we were planning on making a trip up around your parts here shortly.
Oh, of course, if you like.
I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, and, I wanted a nice room, but I want you to kind of check him out ahead of time. Would you mind if I reserved a room nearby and you just kept a watch on? I'm going to send my trunks that way and I want to make sure they get there safely. The snow and all. Like for you to...
Persuade? It's not a charm. It's not fast. I like what you're doing. It's amusing. I don't know if it's going to work because it's like...
Oh, no. No. That's like a 55 out of 10.
As I say, yeah, I was just going to point out, Jasmine, as a woman yourself, what would you think about someone calling and giving you that idea? Sounds a little creepy. So no, she's like, I'm sorry, I can't assist, but I she actually starts giving you names of local hotels.
I'm going to loudly just say, oh, for Christ's sakes, just tell her.
I'm sorry, did you say something, miss?
I didn't, but one of my colleagues did, not Mr. Young.
Oh.
Someone else.
Wasn't
however,
me.
Cecil, shut up.
There seem to be quite a lot of people right working with Jackson Elias. Well, I'm sure you're all good friends.
Yes, quite. About that.
You gotta give us the opportunity to say it. Jesus.
We've said it enough already this episode, trust me. We've just all come back from a very trying day yesterday. You see, Mr. Elias, may he rest in peace.
Oh, good heavens.
We are picking up his work where he left off and have reason to believe that whatever it is that you were helping him look up might be central to putting the pieces together.
Well, I'm sure that there's nothing here at the library that would cause that.
Except for a missing book that never goes missing from the restricted section.
The most mysterious thing. I am assuming Mr. Young told you about that. It was utterly bizarre.
Indeed. I, for one, do not believe that it has been misplaced. I believe it went missing.
Smell.
Really? What did it smell like? Did it smell like aftershave?
No.
Dead bodies?
Shut up, Cecil. Anybody else want to chime in?
It was just an unspeakable odor. I went to pull the book. There was just a lingering odor in the restricted section.
The whole section smelled of it, you say?
Yes, it was quite odd.
Anything that you might be able to relate it to?
No, very, very strange.
So sometimes when someone farts and walks away, it sort of stays.
Shut up, Cecil.
I mean, he's not wrong. Sometimes farts linger.
I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Was it an unearthly smell, you might say? Fire, brimstone, the ones the preachers talk about.
Well, I think that sounds a slight bit ridiculous.
Well, certainly again, in a library.
It is, and I quote,
an unspeakable odor.
I see.
Don't shake your head at me. It is defined in the book as an unspeakable odor. It is unspeakable. Therefore, I cannot speak about it, Troy. I cannot relate it. I cannot tell it to you on the phone. I cannot tell it to you on something related to phone that rhymes.
In a box with a fox.
Right. I could not put it in a jar. I could not drive it in a car.
Okay, now that we're done with Dr. Seuss. Happy birthday!
A week ago.
This week.
It was last weekend, wasn't it?
I believe it's this week. Dr. Seuss week at the daycare this week.
I would really like to read a horse's Saturday. Museum.
I do believe it's March 12th. Or 10th.
It was Dr. Seuss week at daycare this week. So that's what
fun.
I know.
Does it still smell that way?
No. Not at all. We inspected the collection and everything was fine. It was just something I remember about the day that I went down looking for it.
Certainly. All right. Well, if you don't mind, tomorrow morning, will that work for you?
Certainly.
What time do you get in to the library, you might say?
11:30.
We'll take the first train we can catch. Toodles.
She seems thrilled at the opportunity to meet you. It is now getting on closer to the afternoon. You do have a bit of a drive to make if you're going to, or train to catch, or cab.
Subway.
Are you driving, Lucas? You would probably have a car. How are you guys getting around?
Not 3 foot of snow.
It's not 3 foot of snow right now. It was 3 foot of snow like 8 or 10 days ago.
Has it been that long?
I mean, it's the 19th today.
When we've been here for 4.
Okay. Right.
I say subways.
I don't think I even have drive auto, so probably not.
I really hope
you're
not driving.
I got 20 drive auto, so no.
I mean, you only need drive auto if you start doing something dumb. I'm just curious how you're getting around the city.
Subway's a thing in the 20s?
No.
I didn't think so.
Parts of it are, but I don't. Let me get the book. I told you all about transportation last time. Come on.
The underground parts are.
Whatever public transport he can take, he will take.
I mean, there are some options. Hold on.
All we're doing is going uptown, right? We're not going.
I'm just asking. Is that okay?
Getting on my Vespa.
No, it's not okay.
Does it make you
Because that means there's something that has to do with transportation.
I would like to borrow the horse of a Central Park officer.
Central Park
The L trains were 1904.
Yes.
Open 24 hours a day, the subway system allows for inexpensive transport around Manhattan as well as portions of Brooklyn and the Bronx.
It was started in 1900 and opened in 04.
Yeah, I got that. The L is also open in 04. Horse-drawn streetcars are still in use, although are being gradually replaced by trolley cars. Motor buses are available, but tend to operate further outside of Manhattan. The Yellow Cab Company began in 1907. You could hire a car. There are ferries, of course, and there are trains. I'm just curious how you're getting around. So you're not driving. You don't have your own motor transportation. You're operating entirely on public transport.
Yes.
For the time being. The Great Blizzard of 1888 helped demonstrate the benefits of an underground subway.
So, subway then.
The most thematically appropriate.
Ooh, ka-kunk, ka-kunk, ka-kunk. The lights flashing on and off very suspiciously.
The Orient Express.
Lots of lights flashing on and off in that one.
Let's dock this thing. Let's go.
D100 rolls, everybody. Numbers around the table.
78.
Okay.
94.
It's not around the table, but thank you, Lucas.
47.
Opposite direction.
Okay.
33.
Okay. Cool.
You can say which direction to go.
I'm always going this way. Because that's how your stats are
written
down.
I go first.
Ladies first. Because I'm a gentleman. A terrible one. But a gentleman. So, to the will then.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.